Well, you better get used to hearing that sound. Just a few days to go until kids across the region head back to school. Maybe you're all set, ready to go when that bell rings on Tuesday morning. But if you're still hoping to squeeze in some back-to-school shopping, specifically for some back-to-school shoes, you are in luck. Elizabeth Hibbert is here to help. She is a chiropodist and the owner of Hibbert and Associates Foot Clinic. And she spoke with me just a few minutes ago to share some advice.
Good morning.
What are some of the more common questions you get asked?
We have a lot of parents who come in with their children who are having pain, and they're looking to have good footwear to help out with that. So they're looking for the features of what is in a good, what we call stability type shoe. So that's probably the most common question.
Okay, and so what makes a good stable shoe?
There's really three features, if you keep it nice and simple. One is the sole. You want it to be shock absorbing to protect the foot, but you also want it to bend at the toe. You don't want it to bend in the middle of the arch, so that'll put strain on the foot. So that's feature number one. Feature number two is a strong back of the shoe. We call it the heel counter. So the part that protects the heel or is around the heel should be firm. And then laces. You want the foot to be securely in the shoe so you're not falling out of the shoe.
Ah, laces, not those little Velcro ones.
Well, it's age dependent. Of course, young children can't do their own laces. So at school, sometimes it's essential that you have that Velcro for easy use. But with laces, you get a much securer holding you into the shoe with the laces.
Now, you said that the parents said their kids complained of pain. What sort of pain did they have in their feet?
One of the biggest pains that we see with feet is like arch pain, legs are aching. Maybe it even sometimes stops them from doing the sports they want to do. So generally heel and arch pain are probably the biggest ones.
And what's causing that?
Strain of the foot. Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, so strain of the foot. And so that can be exacerbated then by an improper shoe.
That's right.
Well, how old are these kids?
They can be any age. In our office, we see all ages of kids. We see them as young as one, actually, when they start walking. But more of the common age group we do see in the office is sort of three and up for problems. Different age groups, different problems with their feet.
Mm-hmm. You know, the cost can be prohibitive for some families because, you know, the kids' feet, they're growing constantly. And so what do you recommend, though? Do you try to afford the most expensive, depending on the quality that you can, as opposed to getting, you know how some of them have almost that plasticky kind of sole that's not really rubber?
Yeah.
What do you think about those?
That's a great question. You want a strong rubber sole for sure. But if you go with the three features, like a sole that bends in the right place, the strong back of the shoe, really cost doesn't matter. You can shop wherever you like for shoes. So you don't have to get stuck on certain brands and spending a certain amount of money for them.
Yeah. And what if your kid wants those ones? Oh, my goodness. Have you seen the price of some running shoes?
I have. I have children myself, and they're looking for those very expensive running shoes. For me, it's about the features again. So if the really cool shoe that they would like has the features, then great. Unfortunately, some of them don't. So then it's about compromise. Get a really good shoe for most of the time, and then maybe get the fun shoes for hanging out with their friends.
Yeah. Well, how do you ensure the proper fit?
Fit, that's often up to the person in the shoe store to help you, but you can actually get them to stand on the shoe. Don't do it non-weight bearing. You want to have them stand on it. See where their toe is. See where the width of the foot is as well in the front of the shoe. If you're not sure, kids, it's hard for them to tell you. What you can do is pull out the insole of the shoe and stand on the insole outside of the shoe, and then you can see how it fits.
Oh, you know what? I never thought about that. I always made my daughter run around the store.
Oh, that's a great idea, too. See how they feel. Yeah, and if the kid's able to communicate that, that's great.
Yeah, because it's always difficult because you ask them, oh, how does that feel? You know, fine. So I always say run around, see if you can do that, as opposed to, you know, just standing in place or walking, you know, in place.
Yeah, wonderful idea. Yeah.
What about things like I have come across parents who have actually got orthotics for their kids. Do the kids, you know, elementary age kids need orthotics?
Definitely. A lot of children have what we call biomechanical problems in their foot. It could be the way that they were born, the shape of their foot, or the way that they use it. It's really important as the child develops that certain things happen. The lower leg needs to roll out, the arch needs to develop, the muscles need to develop. So definitely, if a child is behind their development, an orthotic might be required.
And how do you feel? I'm thinking back to my own childhood of getting hand-me-down shoes. How do you feel about that?
Oh, not great. One, the child should always have a new shoe. We don't recommend hand-me-down shoes. You can have them as sort of a spare backup shoe for sure, because sometimes shoes get wet and you can't wear them, right? But they should always start out with one really good new shoe for them.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You are very welcome.
Elizabeth Hibbert is a chiropodist and the owner of Hibbert & Associates Foot Clinic. She was sharing her tips about buying back-to-school shoes. I don't know, maybe that's a tradition for you to buy new clothes, new shoes ahead of a new school year. Maybe you've got some other traditions in your family. Is there something that stands out for you even years later? You can get in touch 1-800-304-8699, toll free 1-800-304-8699, ontariomorning@cbc.ca.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.